Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Welcome to the Overnight Success Podcast, brought to you by Maria Hatzistefanis. Maria is the founder of Rhodial and Nip and Fab, best-selling author, and on a mission to help you achieve your dreams. Maria's highly anticipated third book, How to Live Your Best Life, is now available on Amazon.
Hi, guys, and welcome to my podcast. I am very excited to be here with you today. And what I wanted to do is record a special episode where I go through and answer all your questions. We're living in the uncertain times of coronavirus and the crisis that this is bringing to all of us. And I am really keen to be able to help every single one of you and bring some positivity in your lives. So let's just dive right into it. The first question is from Soraya, and she's asking, how do you manage to get yourself out of a negative headspace? And I wanted to start with this question because that is the question on everyone's mind right now. My answer to this is take it a day at a time. So wake up in the morning and deal with your day in the most positive and productive way that you can. Don't think about your life in 3 months, 6 months, a year from now. What we tend to do sometimes is when we have a challenging situation, we take it and project the worst case scenario a year from now. Like, go back to a year ago and think where you were, and someone said to you, where will you be a year from now? Who would have predicted that we would all be in a lockdown during a coronavirus situation? No one knew that. So you don't know what's going to happen a year from now. Things could be a lot better for you. You may have a eureka moment and come up with this amazing new idea that's going to transform your life. So just take it a day at a time. Wake up in the morning, feel positive about your day. Write 5 things that you want to achieve on that day. Start feeling productive and start feeling intentional about your day, and don't think about the future. This is the time to live in the now. The second question is, how do you overcome failure? This is actually the whole subject of my book, make it happen, how to turn failure into success. And it's one of my favorite topics. I have a whole chapter about how I've dealt with failure. And I failed a lot of times in my life. I was fired from my first job. I almost went bankrupt with my business many times. So I haven't been sort of in a bubble of success every single point in my life. I have dealt with rejection and I have dealt with failure. But in general, what I want to say is that every time I failed, after I processed the feelings and grieved and all that, the key thing for me was to get out of the victim mentality. I never wanted to be that person that was like, oh, poor me, look at what happened to me, and everyone else is to blame. I had nothing to do with it. Everyone else is bad, and I'm a victim. Never was in a victim situation. I always gave credit to people around me, and then in hindsight, things turned out for the best. So when I was fired, for example, that was the worst thing that could happen to me. And I could go out there and blame other people, blame my managers, blame the company, blame all sorts of different situations and people. But I didn't. I thought, you know what, if I think hard about this, this job wasn't right for me in the first place. I mean, I know it's a paycheck and I enjoyed parts of it, but is this my passion in life? And after I took a step back and thought about it, I thought, no, this is not my mission in life. I want to do something different. My passion is beauty and I want to start a beauty brand and I don't want to be in banking. So, you know, if I think about it, I actually thank the people who fired me because that situation shook me and put me in a much better place. So everything that something doesn't work out for you, my advice to you is don't blame others. Look into yourself. This is a message the universe is giving you. This is a big message that you need to learn from and you need to think, where should I go from here? Like, don't focus your energy on other people and others and blame others. This is not the right use of energy. Use the energy to pivot yourself and move yourself in a different direction and take that message from the universe. The next question is it a good time to start a new business? This is an interesting one. This is a great time to put plans in place. If you've had the passion, if you had a side project, if you always wanted to achieve something in your life, but you didn't have the time, now you do. Now all we do is time. So this is a good time to research. Go online, find YouTube tutorials, find webinars. There's all this free information online that you can go and you can have access to. Make your plans. So it's definitely a good time to start thinking about a new business. Now, whether you want to set it up and launch it next month, I don't know. It's hard right now to set a business because it's hard with the cash flows. People are not spending as much. So if you are in the middle of launching your business, my advice would be if you can delay it for a few months, I would delay it and just wait it out a little bit, 2-3 months, whatever it takes when the stores are open and people out there, I would delay it a little bit because there is no point right now in spending money. It's very hard to get people's attentions. But this is the time to plan and this is the time to get yourself organized. And it's definitely the golden opportunity. But in order to launch, you have to wait for the right moment. The next question comes from Adelina, and she is asking how to move on from procrastination. This is one of my favorite subjects, and I have a whole podcast episode on procrastination, which you should go and check out. And we all suffer from it. I go through days that I really need to get a project started and I just can't get into it. So I actually talk about procrastination in both of my books, Make It Happen and How to Be an Overnight Success. And the one and only most important thing that you need to do is take that first step, however small it is. Even that means just turn on your computer, turn on your laptop. and write the name of the project. So I've been meaning to do some more podcasts for a few months now. And over the last few weeks with the coronavirus situation, they were really in my mind, but I couldn't make a start. And then one day I turn off my iPad, that day was yesterday, and I write podcast, new season, coronavirus episodes. I wrote that yesterday. That got me into the mindset. I woke up this morning and said, you know what, let me just start. I'll record a few minutes and see how it goes. I've recorded a little bit, felt good, and I kept on recording. So the one and only thing that you need to do is make that first step and then break it down and say, there's 10 things that I need to do to finish this project. Take one small step a day. And then you will see it's not as big, it's not as massive as you think it is. I also have a whole chapter in my book, How to Make It Happen, which is all about how to organize a mega make it happen day. And I have tips and advice, step to step, how to plan, how to begin your day, how to structure your day, and how to see results by the end of the day. So if you have a minute, you guys should check it out. The next question comes from a small business owner of a makeup school, and her question is how to survive cash flow. This is the number one most important thing right now for all businesses. It's all about cash flow. The first thing to do is check at all the government initiatives. There's lots of grants, lots of employee schemes. There's all sorts of holidays for rent and rates and all that. So the first thing you need to do is do your research and find how can you take advantage with all the opportunities and all the tools that the government is currently giving small businesses to support their survival. The next thing that you need to do is look at your suppliers, pick up the phone and make some calls. If you owe money, you need to be having those conversations. This is a time to be humble. Everyone understands we are going through tough situations and see what you can delay. You will be surprised. Not everyone's going to be okay. You can pay me in 3 months when you have the money. That's not going to be the case. But, you know, if you make 10 calls and you get three who want to work with you, three of your suppliers, you've worked with them for a long time and they're fine to delay some payments, you know, pick up the phone, make those calls. You need to prioritize your cash flow for the essentials, which is your employees. You have to take care of your team and then everything else follows. I actually went through a very similar situation last year, which is all in my book, How to Make It Happen, when I went through a terrible financial crisis where we owed more than we had in the bank and I almost went bankrupt. And I go through all the steps that I took to get out of this challenging situation. And you know what? It may look bad now, but I've been in this business long enough to know that when there's downs, then there's ups coming up. When you have a bad day, there's a good day coming around the corner. We will get out of this. We will get out of this together. And you know what? We will pivot our businesses and we'll come out of this stronger and better with new ideas, new ways to service our customers. We can reinvent ourselves. So be very careful with your cash flow, but at the same time, look at ways that you can take your business to the next level. This is your golden opportunity. Now, I have a question from a freelancer, Molly. She's asking, I'm a freelance creative. What do I do? Again, go and check the government schemes. There's a lot of grants that are given and do make sure that you take advantage of them. There's a lot that's going on right now, so do make sure that you do your research and anything from rent holidays, mortgage holidays, to getting some funds to support you through the times that you're going to be earning no revenue. But also, this is a time for you to learn new skills. So you are a creative, and I'm sure there's five things that you can write down right now that you could learn to make yourself better at your job. There's new skills, there's new things that you can research. So take this time, rather think about all the challenges. Just use this time to make yourself better at your job and add 5 new skills on the table. So when we get out of this crisis, you will be better and you can offer better services to your clients. This is your opportunity. I have another question. How can I start a business in recession, and can I take advantage of business loans? My advice is you have to wait for the crisis to be over. I would wait for 2 to 3 months to see where we are. This is definitely the time to research, but I wouldn't launch a brand new business right now. If you are in the middle of it, I would delay, but we really need to get some stability before we start launching a business. So definitely a lot of opportunities coming up, but just be tight right now, do your research, educate yourself. But I don't know whether there's going to be a lot of business loans out there. I think the priority of the government and the banks is to take care of staff, employees, small businesses, support what we have. I don't think this is the time to be giving business loans to new businesses. So be excited about your idea, keep dreaming, do your research, but hold off until we get out of this. I would wait for a few months. And the last question comes from Elizabeth. How do you pivot your business strategy, sales, and PR strategies to get out of the crisis? And my answer to that is, it's all about online. It's all about digital. So whatever you have been doing, you have to switch your thoughts into how can I operate in a digital landscape. So let's say if you were consulting with people on a face-to-face basis, you move that into a digital situation. If you have been selling in a physical store, you have to move this online. If you were organizing get-togethers and meetings and conferences, you have to move this online. So there's definitely going to be opportunities to move whatever you do in the online and digital space. So think hard, how can you pivot? So that's the first thing. How can I service my customers? How can I get my product out there in a digital way? And then you just have to up your digital presence, whether it's social media or emails or anything that you used to have in the digital space, you have to double up right now. And this is your golden opportunity to stand out from the competition and come up with different and new ways of marketing your product. So that's all for me today. I hope you guys enjoyed all my answers to your questions. My business is suffering as much as everyone else's. The health and the well-being of my staff is my top priority, and make sure they're all taken care of, and then my business, and making sure we not only survive but thrive. So we're all in this together, and I hope you guys got the answers that you wanted. Check out my books. I have a lot more information and advice, how to be an overnight success and how to make it happen, available on Amazon, Audible, and Kindle. And if you have any further questions, do connect with me. I'm on @MrsRodial. My main platform is Instagram, and let's keep the conversation going. Love you guys. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
If you like the Overnight Success Podcast, please make sure you tell a friend, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a rating or comment. You can find me at Mrs. Rodial on Twitter and Instagram. This is the Overnight Success Podcast. I am Maria Hatzistefanis. See you next week.